there's disharmony. There is, well, it's really what we were talking about with Nancy. Some people want it to go this way. Some people want it to go that way. There's a mixture of energy where it's almost like people's energy is fighting each other about it. So go ahead and tell me about it now, and I'll hear the words.
I have just a smidge of property, and one after another, different joints have blown, and different like regulators have blown, and it turned out there was the water pressure is very high here, and it wasn't being regulated. But during this period of time, I've been working out of town 3 and 4 weeks a month, so I keep coming back to new leaks that have gone on for periods of time. So along with these expensive repairs are $400, $500, $600 water bills. And it just keeps going. And my sense of it when the first caller called was this idea of support. Well, you know, I mean, there is a great metaphor of my own emotions and living in my heart and letting the water flow and regulating it and, you know, having a flow to it, and that possibly investing in the reworking of the water on my land is me standing up. You know, I'm afraid financially, but on another level, there's going to be money. Put the money into redoing this properly. And that really rooted out something I know I've been experiencing. It's just that fear of lack. I have money now, but it won't last. It won't keep coming. And
well,
I was
it's the fear of flow, you see. It's more than money, it's the flow of energy. And money is energy. So what happens
sure.
to bring your attention to your belief that flow is not consistent, flow is not easy, flow is not effortless and ongoing? Something has to bring that to your attention, some physical manifestation. Now, let's go back to what we know about water, right?
Right.
And we know that water is one of the largest conductors of energy that we have, and that water holds the memory of everything that has ever happened with it, through it, and to it from the beginning of time. So if you're working on flow and you're going, if there's too much flow, well, the highest words, those are the most correct words. If there's too much flow, I explode. So let's look at some of your beliefs around what happens when you have too much money.
Right. And
I'm going to your dad. What happens if you have too much money? What beliefs did your dad give you about that?
I don't know. He always was a spendthrift. He would just spend all the time. And my mom, or what's the other word? Or what's the other one? My mom was very conservative with money, and he was always spending it like there was no tomorrow. And
okay. And so that's why I'm doing, you know, that's why I'm doing this great workshop with this past life regression is in February. This is exactly what we're talking about. So they came together. As a couple, they created finding each other because he said, I've got to spend everything to know there's enough. And she said, I've got to hold on to everything to know there's enough. And there was no balance of flow there.
Right.
Okay? So
right. You
picked them then. You came in, all right, this is the highest place we're going, to pick them to know what? If you wanted to know about balance and flow and the exchange of energy in this lifetime, you picked them to know
right. What
about the flow of money?
Maybe the balance between those, how to have enough to have a certain secure base and where there should be flow and where there should be structure.
Okay.
I do believe that there is a certain structure, right?
Well, and to know that I, because I am the presence that creates me, my I am presence knows exactly how to handle the wealth of flow that is balanced and in harmony in my life. That's why most people that win the lotto are poor again in 3 or 4 years. They don't know how to handle the flow.
Yeah, you know, I even had some money starting to build up, and I invested it with a guy who may not give me my money back. I mean, I think it's just a fear right now, but I was panicked about that last night, going, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I'm ever going to see this money again. And
okay, so you know that's
that
going to create exactly that.
Right.
When you have, guys, let me break it down as simply as I can. When you have that thought, which was, tell me your thought again.
Oh, my God, I don't know if I'll ever have this money come back.
Okay.
The fear that I'll lose, that I've squandered it.
She has that thought. She has that thought. With it, then, from her heart center, is the emotion of fear that is charged within her. So she has picked a thought out of the air of, you know, God is any and every thought that ever was or could be or is. You reached up and picked the thought, oh, my God, I'm not going to have enough money, right?
Mm-hmm.
You put
right.
with it the emotion of fear. You kept thinking it because you've held it in your subconscious for a long time. And that is what you have been sending out like a radio to the ionosphere. You've been telegraphing that out. All it can do is bounce back to you and keep creating that reality for you. If you want to change your reality, send something else out. What thought do you want to know, and what thought do you want to pick, and what emotion do you want to pick, and what do you want to keep your focus on? Tell me right now.
That I support myself in the balance of flow and structure of money in my life, because the real fear is that I've sabotaged myself. It's not a fear about him. It was a fear that why would I give my money to somebody that I think is not scrupulous? And that, oh, this is what I'll always do, right? So I affirm that I am.
Yeah, because you're trying to, you know, you're trying to serve your dad's belief and your mother's belief, and it's not possible.
Right.
The only way that you can spend everything and save everything is to sabotage what you do.
Right.
Because then you can spend it and not have it, and then go back into saving it.
And it,
got it?
Comes right, yeah, and it comes right back to what you said. It's about that I am the support and affirmation of myself. I support myself.
That's right. Guys, that's all I want you to think about and dream about and focus on and feel with the biggest yoo-hoo and wahoo and zippity-doo-dah that you can conjure up. That's all I want us to do right now. I am supported and acknowledged, and it feels good, and woohoo, and I'm going to send it out and let it come back. And I'm asking God and the angels and the archangels and the extraterrestrials and any other energy out there that's available to me, you come in and support me and acknowledge me in returning this to me. Because everything in my life, I want to feel, think, and experience support and acknowledgement. Financially, in my health and wellness, in my relationships, in my success, in my joy and happiness. That's what I want. Think only on these things, my beautiful people. Now I'm asking, and there's nothing higher to get to or give you, that most incredibly is your answer and your complete answer, baby.
You're an awesome woman. Thank you.
Well, you brought it in. Thank you. And that's absolutely something we all, you see, guys, we know how to do it, but we're not doing it. We know only to think on what we want. And then we keep asking, why don't I have it? when you ask yourself, what's my block or why don't I have it? No, it's because you're asking yourself, what's my block and why don't I have it? Instead of, I'm creating this now and it feels great. And I feel good. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to create every single thing I can create today to manifest this and the experience of this within me. Because I love me so much. I am the divine love of support and acknowledgement for myself and therefore for the world.